Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi. Hello. Check. Check. Hi. Hi, this is Jonathan. This is me. I'm recording this on my phone. I'm sorry there's no intro music for today's episode. I can make you a little right now if you want. Anyways, welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. Here's the story. I can't get to my computer right now. As you guys know, today is April Fool's Day, and Bebop loves a good prank more than anyone.
Jonathan!
So, we've been inside this house for 3 weeks, and we've been having a lot of fun, doing a lot of learning, playing a lot of games. But here's the thing. I didn't realize that for the last year, a lot of you have been sending in prank ideas to Bebop. And now that he has all this time on his hands, he's been going through them all with Griffin and Emerson because they're home from school. And Bebop has been dipping into his archive of pranks that you've sent in.
Jonathan.
All right, keep that door closed. See, there he is again.
Dad.
So some of these pranks you guys have sent in have been pretty devious. Bebop slipped a rubber frog into my pocket of my bathrobe, and then a plastic spider into the case where I keep my glasses. So when I woke up this morning, I thought I was being attacked by all these animals. I understand I have the Power Kids of Orlando, Florida to thank for that prank. And then when I went to go put on my pants, he had poured an egg yolk into them, which was really slimy and really gross. And when I sat down on that egg yolk, he shouted, "That one's for Hazel from Sacramento."
Jonathan, was that you?
Oh, shh, shh. Okay, I think they heard me. Sounds like Griffin's with them. Okay, I gotta be much quieter. So then I went downstairs to get cleaned up. I turned on the fan in my bathroom, and suddenly 4 water balloons flew off the fan blades and burst all over me. Bebop said something about Ace Young having that idea. No thanks for that prank, Ace. And then pranks just started coming at me left and right. I checked my slippers, and there was some sort of contraption in there that Gideon from Loomis, California had suggested to give me a little static shock. I turned on the shower, and a bunch of crayons fell out of it, which I guess was our old pal Gus's idea. And after I got everything all cleaned up, I decided I would just head into our studio to record an episode, and then Bebop snuck up behind me and taped my mouth shut. He said that was Declan from Australia's idea. That did not feel good taking that off, I'll tell you that. So now I've shut myself in this closet, and I had an idea. I thought I would hide in here.
Jonathan!
Okay, shh. I thought I would hide in here, and listen to this. All I would need to do is open up my email and look for all the pranks that you guys have sent in to me in the last year to pull off on Bebop. I know you've all been sending him all of these pranks, so you must have been sending me all these awesome prank ideas too, and I just missed them. All right, so let's see. Search prank for Jonathan. Send. Oh man, this is going to be so good. Oh, I can't wait to see what ideas you guys have. Okay, here we go. It's looking. Still looking. Oh, I didn't even know my phone made that sound. That can't be good. Zero results. No ideas. You guys didn't send me any prank ideas in the last year? How am I supposed to get? I don't even know what I'm going to...
Jonathan.
Oh, no.
Jonathan, is that you?
Dad, are you in there?
No, not me. I'm not in here.
We know it's you.
Yeah, Jonathan, we know you're in there. Come on out. We won't prank you. I promise.
Yeah, no more pranks.
Really?
Really, Jonathan. No more pranks.
Because it sounds like you guys are going to prank me.
I promise, Jonathan. We definitely did not dig a hole right outside the closet like James and Emily from Dumfries and Galloway in Scotland suggested we do. So when you come out, you definitely will not fall into that hole. I promise.
It sounds like there's a hole out there. That's a very specific thing to not do, Bebop.
No, I promise. There's no way. We would never do that.
Really? I mean, it's pretty specific.
Jonathan, would we dig a hole in your studio right outside your closet so that you would fall?
I guess no. That's true. I guess you wouldn't do that.
Was there a hole outside your closet when you went into the closet?
No, I guess not.
See? So if there was going to be a hole outside your closet, that means that we would have had to have dug the hole last night, covered it back up with like a board and carpet, so that when you walked across it into your closet, you didn't realize there was a hole there. And then when you were in the closet, we would have had to roll the carpet back, taken the board off, then put the carpet back down so that you wouldn't see the hole. So really, there's no way that could have happened.
Well, because it kind of sounds like you just described exactly what you did, Bebop.
No, Jonathan, come on. That's ridiculous.
Okay. You promise?
Promise.
All right. I'm going to come out. Here we go.
Ah!
You pranked.
High five.
Should we help him out?
Maybe tomorrow.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to GZMClassroom.com and get yours today.